Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. One sentence summary. Everything I Know ditches all the rules and gives you a guide to living a fulfilled and adventurous life that can be infinitely updated, stretched, expanded, and customized based on who you are, instead of another do this to get rich fast scheme that doesn't work for everyone. My favorite quote from the author is, "What if instead of reading, you wrote? Instead of watching TV, you made videos. Instead of listening to music, you learned how to play guitar." Paul Jarvis. Paul Jarvis is not your average freelancer, or writer, or podcaster, or programmer. He's just Paul Jarvis, a tattooed, rat-loving guy who works incredibly hard to help you create cool stuff, mostly digital products. After working for himself for the past 18 years, he's pretty much unemployable now, and that's a good thing, because it leaves him with more time to help you and me. He writes weekly articles which he exclusively sends out to his mailing list. In 2013, he published Everything I Know to share some of the lessons he's learned along his way, so you can move past your fears and act out on your plans, wherever your adventures may lead you. Here are three of his no-size-fits-all lessons. 1. Above all, let your inner values guide your life. 2. Make time to create the work the world needs right now. 3. Steal, mix, match, and adapt ideas. I hope you're feeling adventurous. Buckle up. Everything I Know, Lesson 1. Let your most important guide in your life be your own inner values. This answers the question, if you could only have one set of directives lead the direction of your life, what should they be? Here are some of the external yardsticks the world gives us to measure our worth by, which we usually happily take and compare ourselves with. Money, grades, sales, revenue, diplomas, number of shoes in your closet, and Twitter followers. First, forget all of those. Instead, answer this simple question. What is important to you? What do you think matters? Whatever answer pops up in your head, it's the first step towards finding your own inner values. Chances are, your internal worth is totally separate from any of the ways the world measures how valuable you are. And that's great! Now you have your own yardstick with an incredibly simple way to measure your sense of worth by asking, how well do I live up to my own values? Ironically, this is also the basis of worldly success, because it allows you to start doing things your way and create something unique that's different and irreplaceable. Everything I Know, Lesson 2. Make time to create the work the world needs right now. This answers the question, once you know what your values are, what do you do with them? Whether you're trying to plan your finances or start a business, you can't predict the future. It's impossible to control any eventual outcomes, which makes setting too specific goals a futile effort. However, you can control the work you're doing right here, right now. Therefore, the magic trick is to just get started. The moment you start focusing on what work the world needs today that matches your own values, you can get cracking on a side project that'll deliver just that. But know that making an effort to deliver such meaningful work will come at a price, the sacrifice of consumption. You can't just do everything you did before and slap more hours on top. Paul suggests you shift your mindset from consumption to creation. For example, if you watch less TV or listen to fewer podcasts, you can now take that time to shoot your own YouTube show, write a blog, or build a business. In order to maintain balance, ask yourself, what can I do without it? If it means I get to create something great. Take time, start now, don't fret about the future, and keep following your values to reach an outcome, any outcome, because it'll be worth it either way. Everything I Know, Lesson 3. Don't be afraid to steal, mix, match, and adapt other people's ideas. This answers the question, what should you do when you first get stuck? Ideas aren't the result of thinking inside a vacuum. Every thought you have is the result of your accumulated experiences, the entirety of what you've ever felt, seen, heard, read, and learned. In that way, we innovate by letting others inspire us and then infusing our own unique values into it. Therefore, you can start by stealing initial ideas to start working with. for example by meshing three different website designs into your own, or mixing a travel writer's style with one of a scientific research paper. The more you iterate and integrate what you stand for into the work, the less it'll look like the original, until you arrive with something totally unique to you. Imagine the idea you start with as a piece of clay, which you shape until it's in line with your values, so it'll eventually tell your own story. Look at 4-minute books. With each summary, I take a small piece of someone else's work, learn from it, and then tell you a story about it from my own perspective. Paul suggests you focus on creating, not what the final result looks like. As a certain Ernest Hemingway said, the first draft of anything is shit. But it's important to let your creativity flow unfiltered in the beginning. Just go, make something happen. Here's what I learned from Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. When I read the title, I realized that's the life I'm living. That was very interesting. So back when I wrote the summary, which was at this point about 1.5 years ago, I wrote it and I really liked the summary I read and the excerpts from the book. And Paul Jarvis, a cool guy. I've been reading his articles for a while, on and off. And I don't read them regularly, but I was like, "Hey man, this is a cool book, cool advice. Yep, sounds like something I would want to do." And now I realize that's kind of the life I'm living. It's not perfect, obviously, but that's the life I'm living. And I want to give a little background to that. So first of all, first lesson, right? What is important to you? Like, that's such a simple question. What is important to you? And you might say, for me, it's important to sit on the couch at night at 7 p.m. and watch football, right? Great. If that's important to you, that's awesome. But you know what? That's like, football is important to you, right? It's not the TV aspect or maybe the beer you have with it after work or that it's relaxing. It's probably football. You care about football. And there's so many things you can do with that, right? You could comment football live on Twitter or comment it live, I don't know, stream it on Facebook, for example, right? And give your commentary. Because if you care about football, then you'll likely have a lot to say about football. And other people care about football too. So there's something there, right, that you could use, that you could make something with. Even if it's something as simple as watching football, which is probably something a lot of people would say is important to them. It's just, what are you going to do with it, right? Or are you going to be happy with just like consuming football? But the idea of thinking about like what's important to you, that's such a Cartesian question, okay? Cartesian, relating to Descartes, the philosopher, right? René Descartes. 1700s, I believe, like 1640 or so, like his most popular work came out. And he was basically saying, you know what, to practice philosophy, all I need is a room to sit and think and my own experiences. So he would travel the world, go around, meet people, talk, and so on. And he would only make observations based on what he learned. He said, screw everything else, like screw reading all these books and so on. I'm going to learn from my own experience, and that's how I'm going to live my life. And it turned out pretty well for him, and he made a whole philosophy around it. So that's really, really a powerful idea, I think, that Paul Jarvis has there. And the way he's built it too, like the way he lives like remotely with his, I think, girlfriend, and they have rats, and they have like this garden that he walks in, and he's an introvert and he likes to be outside but alone. And so like he's built his life wholly around these ideas. Like what he's observed over the years, stuff that makes him happy or just like okay with life and good and have like a nice life. That's it. It's not nothing super fancy. The other part is just get started, right? Like make something the world needs right now. There's a quote by Seneca that I read yesterday, I think, which is around the lines of, a great destiny can be a great burden. So I often think about, oh man, what can I do? Like, how big can I make this thing? Like, in terms of like legacy and impact, how many people can I reach? What can I do? What's gonna make people remember me, like when I die and so on? And those are very hard questions to answer, and it's very pressuring, right? If I just focused on, and it's usually that way it happens. So yesterday I came home from my walk, and I had this idea in my head of how I want to write a post, a certain kind of style I came up with. I wanted to tell different stories and then back those up. So fiction and nonfiction, kind of a mix. And yesterday on my walk, I suddenly had three or four ideas for starting points. I was like, oh man, yeah, I could do this and this and this. And then I came home and I just sat down and I wrote it in, I don't know, 2-3 hours. I wrote it in one go, more or less. And that was just, I was focusing on fun, right? I had fun testing a new format of writing. And the day before that, I made a post. I put so much work into it, but I was late on the deadline and I didn't have enough time for it and so on. And I made it so important in my head that it was really hard to finish it. And it didn't do well at the end, probably because I overcrafted it, right? So if you just focus on getting started and not obsessing about like how important it is that it works, just do something and do something that's useful, ideally right here, right now, not in a distant future someday, then that's really good. Because if you get out of your own head and focus on one, the fun you can have with this when you're not forcing it to, I don't know, make money or something, and at the same time being useful to others, you focus on the fun and the other people and not so much yourself and like what's in it for you and what's in it financially and so on. And then, yeah, obviously taking ideas and working from there, right? Nothing is perfect. None of my ideas were perfect. I mean, 4-minute books very much wasn't perfect. It's like, hey, let me read summaries and write shorter summaries of those. Like, ugh. And a lot of people give me flack for it to this day. They say like, isn't that kind of a horse ass idea? And I'm like, maybe, but it works, right? It works. People like the summaries. I mean, I learned something. It's fun. The site gets traffic, so I'm like, okay, why wouldn't I continue it, right? So that's a good way to get unstuck as well, right? So to not put so much pressure on it. So for example, I've been thinking about music, right? Because I would love to create music, sort of like maybe like a DJ, produce stuff, right? Make beats and so on, or maybe rap. There's lots of music I want to make. don't mind me. But the first idea I had was to, what would I do, right? If I were to start mixing tracks, for example, the first thing I would do is to just make mashups, because mashups are easy. Like you take the vocals from one song and the beat from another song and you just mash them in a way that sort of makes sense where they fit, right? It obviously depends on what you pick and how you mix it, but it takes so much of the pressure off because you just take other people's stuff that's already proven to work because they're cool songs and people like them, and you mash those up and what you get is, well, a good mashup, hopefully, right? But that's so much less pressure than saying, I'm gonna make my own beat, write my own lyrics, da-da-da-da-da, right? So it's an easy intro to the topic of making, producing music. So that's where I would start. There's so many ways to go with this, but basically the idea is that you go through your life remembering what's important to you. And by the way, that's a job, right? That's a job to remember what's important to you, because there's so many opportunities every single day to forget it that it's really hard and you have to come back to it over and over and over again. I find this in my own life. Like, I have to remember what's important to me because I get sidetracked so damn much. So, but to go through your life and just focusing on, what do I know? Like, what's true? What's important to me? What do I want to make? What do I want to do? What do I want to create? What will be useful for others, right? And to just go along these sort of lines. I've hit the point where I'm doing all the time. I consume very little, and what I consume is usually serves as a way to make more stuff, right? Because I read, and so I turn that reading into writing. I watch movies. I turn what I learned from them into writing. Okay, I can write about anything. Like, that's a pretty cop-out answer because that works for everything. But let's say, so this morning I spent a couple hours just researching investments. But I shared that with others too, right? Okay, it was writing again in a chat. But the research, like, I learned one or two core things about investing. And I said, you know what, let me share those. And I shared those with a few people I know who are also into investing. And so they said, oh, that's helpful and so on. So I'm always in creation mode, and I've already hit the limit of how much I can create because I'm working all the time and not doing much else. But which is also something you have to learn to balance, and I have to learn to balance, actually. But that's such a much more fun life than spending the majority of my time consuming and just, I don't know, playing video games. Like, all that fun stuff that is fun, but becomes a sort of burden when you overdo it because you know you could do so much more. Okay, enough of the motivational rant. Paul Jarvis, cool guy. His blog is pjrvs.com, I think. Pauljarvis.com, just a lot of letters left out. Just Google him, you'll find out all this stuff. He's really cool. And I hope you learned something. I hope to see you on one of the next summaries.